It's just that my heart was so excited, my leg was very tired. You know?
And Galvin's attire was office attire. It's like father coming to look for a daughter in the concert.
I'm poor.
Yeah, actually kind of, yeah.
And welcome back to Planet Sheila Majid Podcast. A podcast consists of highlights and fun moments from our weekly Sunday night gatherings. We hope you enjoy this episode of Planet Sheila Majid Podcast. You know, it makes me so happy to see the Planet Sheila Majid fans coming together and go attending concerts and shows, especially when Galvin so nicely put together an article with pictures and videos and write up of the concert. It was so much fun. It's like as if I was there, or I'm like following like exclusive coverage from Galvin from Planet Sheila Majid, the correspondent from Planet Sheila Majid. It was so good. The pictures freak me out a little bit. I still have a little bit of leftover pandemic brain where I'm like, oh, too many people are takut. So packed, so close. As if you're like at the club dancing, right? Is that the feel for it? Because the music is like a club feel, and people were just partying. I mean, the energy was amazing.
It's basically being in the club.
I mean,
that's the only way I can explain it. Because to be honest, that was my first time there. I think it's Joey's first time as well at Zap KL.
Okay,
so the place is pretty new. The place is pretty new.
Is it air conditioned?
Yeah, it is air conditioned, but it's so packed. It's not really hot, but not cold. With that crowd there and these guys.
Yeah, people dancing and all that. I'm sure it generates a lot of body heat.
Yeah. You can say that. I mean, the thing is, we went in kind of late. I think Victor went in earlier. It started earlier around 8 o'clock. I was after dinner and was on a phone call for a while.
Oh.
So, and I reached the area around 8:20 at the outside area, and then I met with Joey. Joey was late too. He overslept. So he got his wristband, and then we went down. And there was an entrance right in front of the washroom. I said, "Hey, can we go in here?" And I saw the wristband sample. That like, hey, you, who?
What color can go in there?
Yeah. So I said, "Hey," then I asked the guy, "Can we go in here?" Yeah, yeah, go. Then we went in. When we went in, it was just right. It's actually my zone.
Mm.
So I had the standing zone.
Mm.
So the entrance was to the standing zone. And Joey had the one sitting one, which is further right behind and right above. It's like a podium area.
Huh.
So, but we managed to get in. Both of us get into there. But it wasn't that crowd at first. And it was so electrifying. And
Do you feel young? So what's the age of general age of the crowd? Victor, you can chime in anytime, Victor.
Half my age.
Not just true. Hey, that is so amazing, la. That is so amazing.
Sheila now has cocoon and gave birth to new age of
new generations. Of fans.
Actually, I have to say this, yes. I mean, you seeing this crowd is not the usual crowd that we saw from our concerts. It's much younger crowd. They are like us, 20, 30 years ago.
It's like our energy, not our age.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Victor, what was your experience? Did you go there yourself first before you met up with anybody?
Yeah, I went very early, and so when I went to the lobby, there were lots of young people there, and I said, I'm the
only. Kedap. There's a lot of young people, and this Victor is the only Chinese there.
Oh my God!
Yes. So I was getting a lot of stares from the people. I said, I must hide a bit.
It's like,
So after I collected my wristband, I didn't dare to wear it. I said, oh my goodness, I'll wear it again.
Yeah, I kept my wristband too.
He's like, hey, why these two are that China uncle? Are they lost? You're supposed to go to this restaurant over at the next block.
Yeah. Hey, no, hey, no, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? I reached there around 7:30, and I went to Lalapad to get my dinner because I haven't had dinner. So after dinner, I was caught up a bit on the phone call. So I saw a text from Victor. Victor saying that, oh, he's there. We meet up right in front afterward. He's got something for me. You know, he wants to pass something to me.
The wristband.
Yeah, and it was those like, what like
oh, bands, the fun stuff you got. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All the stuff, all the know? Bling bling LED thing, yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
In the end, I feel so embarrassed. I didn't dare to put on the light.
Hey, you should embrace the shock sendiri. Who cares?
Only because we were separated. You know.
Oh, so but you're by yourself. You were
separated.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You don't have the group energy.
Yeah. So I was like, oh no. This lost China uncle cannot be attracting attention to everybody around me because, you know, I went in a bit early. You know, I didn't know they started early.
Yeah.
So hey, what time did they start? What time was it
supposed to be 8:30. It's supposed to be 8:30.
Yeah.
And then while I was waiting for Joey and Galvin, I said, why am I the only one here? Everybody has left the lobby. So I said, oh, I better get down because it's three levels down. That venue is an underground venue. So I went down and said, there's music coming out. I said, oh, music coming out. Why is it so? Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're just trying to
yeah, that sound check.
Then I took a peep and I said, oh my goodness, people are dancing and the DJ is, and you know, this Korea is on the stage already. So I totally, you know, followed the crowd and went in. Then I said, oh no. Then I must go in. And then I wanted to text Joey and Galvin, but I think there's no reception there.
Oh,
the yeah, it's very bad.
Because underground. So I said, okay, let me get to the vintage spot and then maybe my light will guide them because I showed them the light.
It's a beacon.
Yeah, maybe my light. But then when I realized, oh my goodness, in front of me, a gang of girls, behind me, a bunch of boys, and everywhere they were like 19, 20, 20.
Oh,
20,
wow.
And the light is not dim enough like a club. It is quite bright.
Oh, so they can still see you doing what you're doing.
Yes, it's not like a real club where it is very dim. So you say, it's very, very light. Bright, you know, so I said, okay, let me wait for a bit before I move. but they were very sporty. They were shouting. Yeah. So it's really, and the moment I danced, I felt like, this felt like, you know, a Legenda concert. Felt like a class concert. So it's really immediately you got transported back.
Then the young ones got transported back to their mother's womb.
So Sheila actually asked, you know, were you all born yet when I first
Yeah, that's true.
Shirhan, welcome to the stage. Hello, Shirhan.
Thank you. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, I got two questions to ask you all.
Go.
Those who went for the Discoria. How come you all tahami gamba after that with Sheila?
Yeah, there.
With Sheila.
Oh, with Sheila.
No chance, that.
No, you're not there to give us the pass, though.
you all. I was expecting. I thought like you all pergi belakang ke apa ke. You all must take course 101 stalking course for me. I was like, where is this people? And then I saw some other guys like ambil gambar dengan dia. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I mean that's a good question. I don't know, but I think because this is not Sheila's concert per se, right? Nah, I mean, it's Discoria.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
They did not want to, you know, try to find a way in, or you know. I mean, we totally enjoyed ourselves, and of course, we met Sheila already so many times. So it's not really a. We are more like, how to say, impressed with the whole concert thing, with the light, so that we totally forgotten that, hey, we gotta go meet Sheila or whatsoever, you know. But yeah, we should have, you know. I don't know why, Joey, why?
After Sheila sang her first three songs, I told Gavin, kita boleh balik dah. Dah puas dah. You know, the video that I shared with you all, the three songs, right? When she came out, Warna, and then I tell you, the three songs she rendered, and then she had to go in to let this Korea continue with their show machine.
Yeah,
it's good enough. And for a very long time, with the speakers were just behind us, so it's like Feng Tao R&B but Endo style Malay with all the Mina Tudong there dancing. Yeah. Hey, it's fair. Everybody needs an avenue.
I know, right? Yes. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Not taking into offense or whatsoever.
Yep, but correct.
Hey, that's a good avenue. It was clean. That is a club whereby it's alcohol free.
Yeah. And I think everybody deserves to have that kind of joy that's like overcome by music and beats, you know?
Yes, exactly. And Shehan, if you have a chance to talk to Sheila, ask her, did she enjoy it? I tell you, she really enjoyed it.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Her face expression, her dance, correct.
Yes.
Victor, it is
her dance move.
Automatically, her old dance came out.
I think Sheila felt like she's back in her 30s or 20s, you know, 50s, because it is that environment, the songs. I mean, Discoria, these two guys, they did very well with their remixes and the whole crowd. I think like I said, when you go to the concert, it's just like I'm being transported back 20 years when I was in the concert, you know, 20 years ago when I was in my 20s. It's like, it's that feeling, you know, and the crowd is just like my age that time. So it was a kind of feeling that I had. It's just that my heart was so excited, my leg was very tired.
And Galvin's attire was office attire. It's like father coming to look for a daughter in the concert.
I'm poor.
Actually kind of. I'm getting a chill again.
Woo! Awesome, you all. All right, that was the bit that Joey shared with us. So, your thoughts?
Sheila should sing this song. It was nice. I honestly, attending any concert, I would say, but that was not a concert per se.
Yeah,
but,
correct.
Likewise, if Sheila Majid comes out and starts with Warna, it can hardly go wrong. So, yeah, it proved that it was such a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And the younger crowds who enjoy her music really makes the whole environment so much more fun and entertaining. Because, you know, I think Discoria really, really revitalized the three. So first song that Sheila did perform, Dia, Wana, and Sinaran, the finale. Mm. I mean Sinaran maybe is more back to the original part, you know. But I think that they are the remixes that you don't hear it from my album, you know. And it's really unique, and it's just, you know, it keeps everyone on their feet. Everyone was just dancing and celebrating. These are the people that I don't think they were born yet, you know.
Videos that you shared. They all look very young, like they're in their early 20s, I think, most of the faces.
20s, no, 30s, you know, millennials, I think they're mostly millennials, I would say.
And then the uncles. actually, Lodi was there. So Auntie Buntuga ada.
Yes, Auntie was there with a few other old friends, fans. Seven of them, uncles. So, but they were all in the sitting zone, you see. So in the dancing zone, there were really few uncles, you know.
So like, oh. Hey, Uncle Hart can keep up, Uncle Hart. I know Uncle, two uncle has to go take ear break.
Can. It felt very short, you know. I thought, is it all? Because the 2 hours, it's like very chapat, you know, for me.
Yeah,
because, you know, when we were young, we can dance 4 or 5 hours kind
of. Correct.
You know, it's like, wow.
Well, that's really fun. I'm so glad you guys went and we get to sort of live the experience through you all. I cannot wait now. Now, of course, hopefully the 40th concert will have more younger crowds going also. Maybe then they have to actually do more of the disco Ria vibe of Sheila's remake. Yeah. If you enjoyed this episode, well, we hope that you come join us live this Sunday at 10 p.m. To learn how to do that, just go to planetshilamajit.com. And as Sheila Majit would say, may music keep us together.